Acts chapter 6. Now in those days, as the disciples were multiplied, there was murmuring among the Hellenists against the Hebrews, because their widows were overlooked in the daily distribution. So the 12 called the multitude of disciples together and said, "It is not reasonable for us to leave the word of Elohim and serve tables. Brothers, look among yourselves for 7 men who are known to be full of the Holy Spirit and of wisdom, whom we will appoint over this duty. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word." And what was said pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, who was a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit, and Philip, and Prochorus, and Nicanor, and Timon, and Parmenas, and Nicholas, a proselyte from Antioch, whom they presented before the apostles. And when they had prayed, they placed their hands on them. So the word of Elohim spread, and the number of the disciples grew rapidly in Jerusalem, and a great number of the priests were obedient to the faith. Now Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. Then some men rose up from what is called the synagogue of the freedmen, Cyrenians, Alexandrians, and those from Cilicia and of Asia, disputing with Stephen. But they were not able to withstand the wisdom and the spirit by which he spoke. Then they secretly instigated men who said, "We have heard him speak blasphemous words against Moses and Elohim." So they stirred up the people and the elders and the scribes, and came upon him, and seized him, and led him to the Sanhedrin. And set up false witnesses who said, "This man does not cease to speak blasphemous words against this holy place and the law. For we have heard him say that this Yeshua of Nazareth will destroy this place, and will change the customs which Moses handed down to us." All who sat in the Sanhedrin, gazing at him, saw his face as the face of an angel.